Hi, thank you for patiently waiting. This is Michael from Local Splash. Who am I speaking with?
This is Scott Bruns.
Oh, hi, Scott. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'm very sorry about the trouble you had calling me. For some reason, that number is blocked. And no, I wouldn't block your number, not knowingly. So, I don't know. I'm learning little bits about phone service, but I don't know what happened there.
Oh, sure. No problems. Really. It's totally fine, though. Yeah, I did try to call you earlier, though, because the moment that we received the email you sent us, you mentioned you don't want to restart the service again. So, yeah, that's how I thought of calling you to discuss further. Because I noticed that here, I believe we spoke way back on December, and we had your account paused for 4 months up until April, I believe, 25th.
Probably correct, yes.
Are you still not ready to start a campaign again? Because I can extend the account or the possible.
I am working with another organization, and I believe that in the discussion, whoever I talked with said that, well, I'd already paid to have your service. I guess there's an annual fee and then monthly fees. I don't know. And so since I had, they might as well just mark it inactive instead of, you know, canceling. And I said, sure, that seems reasonable. So, but, yeah, I'm not interested in changing my service at this point, no. I'm staying with the company that I'm with, so.
Well, I really regret to hear that you're not yet ready to start a campaign. But again, just to clarify, that you are with another company right now, and you're not, you know.
I wish I had known when I started doing this as much as I've learned since. I didn't, so. Yeah, I started just bouncing around from place to place. One person would call, they're doing a terrible job for me. And then I'd find out that wasn't the case. But the only thing I really learned from it is just don't be bouncing from service to service, because that's a fast road to nowhere. So.
I completely understand that. Of course, if I'm also in your shoe, I would also, you know, choose to have one campaign, you know, to at least work with this company for a few months and see how it goes. But I believe that's the same discussion we had way back in December, Scott. That's the reason we paused service, because you mentioned you signed up with a competitor, like offering the same service. But we haven't really discussed, you know, what is it that you actually, you know, maybe don't like about our service. You know, and that way we can also improve our services that we offer to our clients.
In hindsight, I think your service is fine. I didn't understand at the time that I felt like I wasn't receiving any communication to speak of about, you know, what was taking place. And I've since found out, you know, the size I am, that no, I wouldn't. I'm not going to get a lot of hand-holding at that size. But, you know, that's then and now. And so I really don't have any complaint with your service. I think it's just a problem with me learning on the job here. And
How is your performance so far? Like the competitor you signed up with? I believe that you're offering the same service as we are, like SEO, Facebook ads.
Not an easy question to answer because right now, in Michigan, everything has been very, very quiet because of the weather. And I've been, you know, I talked to some of the suppliers and people like that, and I'm hearing the same thing from them that right now it's just, it's dead. And actually because of the weather, even if I was getting a lot of calls, I couldn't do anything. I don't have, if I were to take my equipment out in this weather, it would freeze. And, ruin it. So,
good thing that you mentioned about the weather. I understand that we do have, of course, businesses that are kind of seasonal. Even if they're getting a lot of calls, there's no way for them to, you know, operate or do the job because of the weather. You know, I would be happy to really extend the pause. Let's not reactivate it by the 25th, but I can call you back again before next
if
really,
you want
May
to extend
25th.
The pause, yeah, sure, that's fine. If we want to extend the pause, that's fine.
Yeah, to give you some time as well. And
you know, it's the last time I thought about starting a business. It consisted of taking out an ad in the Yellow Pages. That was really where the marketing started. And things have changed dramatically since then. I mean, I knew they had, but I guess I'm just finding out how much now. And so yeah, putting it on pause is not a bad idea. I'm still trying to feel my way around.
Right. I would really encourage you to extend the pause, and we can discuss it again maybe your next billing after this month.
Sure.
And you know what, sir, I just wanted to remind you as well that again, I did offer to lower the rate so we can continue optimizing it. I did review the account. I noticed security you signed up with us, I believe, back in November. It just so happened that we only have access to your Google profile for a month, and that's when you begin or you requested to pause and sign up with a competitor. So technically, performance-wise,
well,
we were not able to
maximize
our effort.
You didn't get a fair chance. I'll be the first to admit that. Not happy about it. But it's just for me it's kind of a learning experience. And I'm not ready to jump ship yet, so.
Of course. And I do respect that. I really appreciate you as well taking the time to explain your thoughts, especially, you know, jumping from one company to another, which is really a risk, I would say, if you're already comfortable with the other agency, which is, I really respect. But at least, you know, let's just pause it at the moment and, you know, give you time to decide. Hopefully next month, you know, you change your mind and, you know, give us a shot, right? At least give us 3 months or more, and then that way we can maximize our efforts. At the same time, as mentioned, I would be happy to definitely help you with a rate. I'd be happy to lower it, even give you credits, like 3 month service as well. I get if you're ready to start a campaign with us. And yeah, maybe it's something we can discuss again in the future.
Okay. So, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course, no problem. Right. Okay. I'll be happy to pause the account here for at least additional months, and I will make sure to call you back again before your next billing, May 25th. By any chance, do you have a different phone number that we can call you? Because, yes, what you mentioned, you were able to...
No, the phone number is fine. I'm learning, this happened with the company I'm working with. I've got a lot of their numbers blocked. They're working through a service. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And they call and they pick up local numbers. And so concurrently, I have all of these, robocalls and, you know, driving me out of my mind. And, so I keep trying to block the things. Well, I'm starting to find out now that there are phone services that, you know, target or will place a call in the local area code because people are more likely to answer them, you know. And so I have probably inadvertently blocked a lot of calls that I shouldn't have without, you know, it may not have been you using that number, but I'll have people call me back too. And you'll say, hey, what did you call me about? And I didn't, you know, well, right here in my, you know, phone records. And yeah, they're right. It is. But it, you know, somebody else calling and using my phone. So.
I know.
So, I don't think that I. I know I would not intentionally block your number, but so.
Well, that's totally fine. That happens as well, especially your phone number is completely different from your local area code. Well, here's the thing. I will still try to continue calling you, and I do see that you receive my call, so that's why you returned my call, which is a good thing. I really appreciate you taking the time to call us back. So, yeah, we'll do the same. If you don't answer that call, I would be happy to send you an SMS, like a message, or just me calling you again.
Yeah,
and that way you can return back to college, or even set up an appointment.
That is helpful, yes. That is very helpful, yes. That way, at least I know to look for it, so. Yes.
Okay. No problem. So I'll take over account here, Scott. So rest assured will not reactivate this on April 25th. Again, I'll extend the pause. You won't be billed any amount until I speak with you again and you're ready to start a campaign with us, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And you have a wonderful day.
Oh, you too. And aside from this one, Scott, anything else I can definitely help you with, just to make sure.
Okay. I will
okay.
Do, yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, for interest in having me extend the pause. And okay, I'll stick with you again before May 25th. Just, you know, hoping that you start your company with us again. Okay, but let's see.
We'll see, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, take care again. You stay well, okay?
Right.
Thank you for your time.
We'll see. Yep, bye.
You too, bye-bye.
Oh.